Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's a video games and bowling. It's 42 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will convene his new cabinet this morning. Among those who will be at the table, Elon Musk, who is not a cabinet secretary, but is considered a special government employee as he continues his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. A step toward hitting President Trump's agenda goals was taken last night in the House of Representatives.
The House narrowly passed a Republican budget resolution, a critical first step toward enacting President Trump's legislative agenda. It's a big victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who managed to win over all but one of the GOP holdouts. The measure, still facing hesitant Republicans in the Senate, calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting the White House on Friday, as sources say a deal is in place to give the United States access to Ukraine's natural resources to compensate for the money and military support given to Ukraine throughout the war. This is ABC News. A federal judge in Washington state is temporarily blocking the Trump administration from ending the country's refugee resettlement program and cutting off funding from organizations that support refugees.
President Trump's executive order that sought to dismantle the United States refugee admissions program is now on hold. A federal judge putting in place a preliminary injunction finding the president overstepped his authority. The judge saying while the president does have substantial discretion, his authority is not limitless, saying the president has nullified congressional will. Nine refugees and two nonprofits filed a lawsuit challenging the policy, claiming the president overstepped his authority. Alex Stone, ABC News.
There will soon be another way you can become a U.S. citizen, by paying for it. President Trump says he will introduce something called a gold card. It's like a green card, he says, but the cost will be $5 million. Some European countries have similar programs allowing the rich to pay for citizenship. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking for the perfect gift or a little sparkle for yourself? Pam's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green is a full-service jewelry store with a wide variety of styles to fit every occasion. From engagement rings to timeless keepsakes, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help you find something special. Stop by today or give us a call at 588-2134. Pam's Fine Jewelry, where elegance and service shine. Pam's will be closed until March 18th and reopening March 19th. You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A low of 30 overnight, variable clouds and breezy Thursday. A few sprinkles and flurries possible, a high of 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low of 29. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy and very windy, a high of 52. Saturday, 29. And Sunday, 36 with sunshine.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Welcome to our morning show today from WRCO. We are here to talk about Vet's Role and the upcoming Lone Rock American Legion and Auxiliary Cabin Fever Dance. We have a couple of veterans in the studio that had the chance to go on the Vet's Role trip last year. Seems like yesterday. Seems like they were just here. But last year, so we'll talk about their experiences. And Lisa Bowen is here as well from the Auxiliary and also one of the volunteers for Vet's Role. But on the phone today, we have Mark Finnegan, who is the co-founder of Vet's Role. Talk a little bit about that as well with Mark. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gang. How are you guys doing up there?
Doing really well. Yeah, we usually have you in the studio, Mark, but there's a reason why you're absent today. Can you tell us what you're up to?
Well, I'm pursuing my other passion. That's World War II veterans, and I'm on my way over to the north side of Chicago this morning, having breakfast with a World War II Iwo Jima veteran Marine who was wounded in the leg on the first day of Iwo Jima 80 years ago this week. And then having lunch with that gentleman is 100 years old. And then having lunch with two more World War II vets, 99 and 100 years old. One was in the Battle of the Bulge. And the other we're interviewing was a D-Day veteran. He's a tank commander that after they landed on Utah Beach, they went across northern France, Luxembourg, Belgium, Germany, Czechoslovakia, and liberated the city of Paris. Is that amazing or what?
That is totally amazing. And when you do these interviews, Mark, do you take notes, maybe a book someday, or what do you do with it?
These are video interviews. We've got 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, we took a couple 101-year-old vets to Normandy and followed them across northern France. And we hooked up with these world-renowned World War II historians from France. Well, they just flew over here last week to Rockford, and we're lining them up to come and interview some of the vets that we know of. And so they're meeting us today for these interviews. And their knowledge of World War II is just amazing because we literally saved their country, and they have not forgotten.
There's a great interest in World War II among all generations, and especially even a younger generation. I think some of that comes from TV and movies. I mean, they've kept that alive in all those stories, it seems, haven't they?
They have, and we were fortunate enough. We had an event we did in Rockford at the Hard Rock Casino in December, and we had 53 World War II vets there. And we had three of the actors in the Band of Brothers series that came and met these veterans. And so we stayed in touch with them. And as Lisa and the gang in the studio there know, we're really, really big into having our young people, our Gen Zers, going with on these trips so they can still learn history from the ones that lived it in color rather than reading about it in a book. And that window is coming shut real fast on this World War II generation. The youngest ones are 97 now, so we don't have much time left. And And you know, obviously our focus is on Vietnam and Korea and Cold War too, but the clock is really ticking on the World War II generation, and we just want to get what we can out of it.
How can the Gen Zers be involved? How do they get a chance to go on the Vets Roll?
In the Beloit, Rockford, Janesville area there, we have several high schools that are participating, and they have certain parameters. It's not GPA-based, it's merit-based, their knowledge of history. And we have a selection, and we have a sponsor that covers half the cost of these students to go on the trip. And then there's a lot of them that will tell their peers from school about what this was all about, and they come back the following year as college-age people. And I think I was counting the other day, we've got around 20 or 25 assistants that will be on this year's trip that are under age 30, and that is just heartwarming, I'll tell you.
Can you tell us a little bit again about how Vets Roll started, Mark?
Well, we started as my father was a World War II Navy veteran, and my mother was a Rosie the Riveter. She passed away 3 years ago this month. And my dad was well-known in the area. We've been in a family business, RV business, for 56 years now. And when he passed away, we wanted to do something to kind of memorialize him and his generation. And we heard about the wonderful Honor Flight program where they fly veterans out to D.C., like out of Madison and whatnot. And being an RV dealer, we thought, well, gosh, you know, let's see if we can put something together where they can spend some time and stop and smell the roses and share the stories and whatnot. And so we came up with the concept 16 years ago now of taking RVs. Originally, it was RVs and buses. Now it's all buses. And we depart out of Beloit. But the vets come from all over the country, so it's not necessarily Southwest Wisconsin. It could be, we've had them from 38 states. And all of a sudden, say that Vietnam veteran that's been holding something inside him all these years, he hears about a complete stranger from California and one from Idaho talking about similar topics, and it's medicinal. And they start to naturally share those stories and those memories, and that's where it all starts from. And the bonding is the folks that are in the studio there with you can tell you the bonding that starts day one when we leave Beloit is something they'll never forget. They'll take to the graves with them.
I'm sure you've had some opportunities for some vets to meet another vet that they haven't seen in 50 or 60 years, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't talk religion a lot, but if you believe in the grace of God, we've had numerous situations where veterans that haven't seen each other since high school or when they enlisted end up on the same Vets Roll trip together. We've had a couple instances where it was a Korean War vet that ended up on the same bus on a trip with a guy he had served with 70 years ago. So, you know, could be happenstance, but I think there's a higher power at play when that happens, and that's really special stuff.
The main focus of Vets Roll, what is your purpose or your goal for this, Mark?
Well, our tagline is closure, gratitude, and respect, and that's the three things. We want to help them get closure for whatever they may have experienced if they were deployed. They're not all combat vets, but a lot of them that were are dealing with really, really hard memories in a lot of cases, and we want them to understand, we want to say thank you for what they did, and the respect comes from all the police and motorcycle escorts, the fire departments that are on the bridges with their engines and their flags, and just all the school kids that come out at the stops that we're at. Closure, gratitude, and respect. We want them to know that their service was not forgotten and never will be.
You've been on all of these, Mark. I bet you can't help but get a lump in your throat when you see that kind of greeting, even after all this time, right?
I do, and I get embarrassed. People tell me don't be embarrassed about it, but I get very emotional oftentimes when I'm talking about it or with these groups. But it's just really special. And again, the folks sitting in the room there with you, I know they have the same passion because it's an emotional trip, but it's a good emotion. You feel it, the bonding, and when those stories start to flow, our assistants just step back. And one thing I have to add is it's a politics-free four-day trip. We do not allow any discussion of politics. And everyone's the better for it when they get back. They understand, you know, we can put the politics aside for 4 days, and we're all Americans, and we all have one flag, and that's kind of what it's about.
Well, fundraisers are important, including this one in Lone Rock coming up Saturday. Mark, why is this one near and dear to you?
Well, our buddy Herman Kaldenberg, who is no longer with us, was on our very first trip. He was from Lone Rock there, World War II Army veteran. And the trip so moved him that he wanted to do a fundraiser, and Herman was quite a guy. And I guess, I don't remember the connection between him and Lisa initially. It might have been through the VFW. But anyway, and so he wanted to start a fundraiser up there, and Lisa and the auxiliary just jumped in with both feet and have taken a run with it. And it's just been an amazing fundraiser. And I tell people all the time, our biggest fundraisers come from our smallest towns. And that just speaks so well of your area up there, because the people in the small rural towns, they still get it. They understand what the sacrifices are about and what the military does and did and still does for them. And the cabin fever dance there, that's become one of our very, very largest fundraisers. And it's so cool. It's just old school America. I mean, with the bake sales and all the auction items and silent auctions, and the live auctions are amazing. And they've got some prints there that I'll be bidding on this Saturday, I'll tell you that, some Terry Redland prints.
Well, I know Vets Roll covers the cost of veterans' round trip from Beloit to Washington, D.C., and approximately how much does it cost to send a veteran to D.C., Mark?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and it's kind of a hard thing to put because there's things that are donated and whatnot, but the physical cost to send the veteran on the trip is about $850 when you figure in the cost of his hotels, his meals, and kind of break down the bus transportation, things like that. $850, somewhere in that neighborhood. The total budget for the year for all the programs we do and all the ancillary events that we do is close to $500,000 that we have to raise for that 4 days out of each year. But we've been able to do it 16 years in a row now.
You've had some recognition. I saw where you have your own avenue in Beloit. Is that correct?
Yeah. That was the city of Beloit did that for us last year, and they where we've always departed from and come back to in Beloit at the Eclipse Center. They renamed that as Vets Roll Drive, and that was quite an honor. It was very, very nice of them. And so if you come to Beloit, they've got brown street signs up on the main streets. It's Highway 51 in Beloit there, right along the river. That was quite an honor.
I know that you've got to go. You've got the interviews to do and things like that. But have you ever thought about writing a book from some of these experiences, Mark?
You know, I've been asked that so much. And unfortunately, so many of those stories, you start to lose the details in, or they start to merge together and two vets become one story, and I don't know if I ever will. I probably should have started it years ago, but we have a lot of video interviews with these veterans and whatnot, and I don't know. If I sat down someday, I think maybe we could put together something that'll kind of keep somebody's interest in it, but I don't know. That may come. I'm not ready to slow down to that point yet.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll keep it rolling, so to speak. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Just want to tell everybody up in your area there, just thank you. We do a big, big fundraiser in November, Veterans Day week, with the Culver stores. And we have, I think this year we have 58 Culver stores, and a lot of them up in the Richland Center, Lone Rock, Spring Green area were involved too. And if any of those people are listening, thank you for that. Culver's is about as American as you can get, and we fit well with them. I've become good friends with Craig Culver, and they just love what goes on with these fundraisers at all their stores. Cabin Fever, you can't say enough about it. You just got to show up this Saturday and experience what's still great about this country, and you'll see it. You'll see it firsthand.
Well said, Mark. Safe travels, and we'll see you in Lone Rock on Saturday then.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lisa. And I forgot who else, Pat and Dennis, I believe, were there. So
that's right.
Thank you all.
And we'll talk to them coming up. Mark Finnegan, co-founder of Vets Roll, on the line with us today on The Morning Show.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Beat the cabin fever. Dance is coming up Saturday. It is Dance Number 11. How can that be? Joining us here is Lisa Bowen, president of Lone Rock Auxiliary and Vets Roll Volunteer. And also, we have Pat Slaney and Dennis Lynn, both veterans in the studio with us who went on the trip last year. Lisa, seemed like you were just here talking about it.
I know. And I'd like to thank you and WRCO for supporting us these last 11 years. Truly, our community is wonderful, and to get the word out like you do for us, we really appreciate it.
Well, it's a worthy cause, a great cause, and I love to hear Mark Finnegan talk mm-hmm. from Vets Roll, because he just, he has a passion for it, doesn't he?
For sure. We were just talking, the very first trip in 2010, I was able to go on, and they took about 115 World War II veterans. And the meeting that we had with everyone before we took off on the trip, I was just so impressed. They had put this together in 2 months. And someone mentioned their name, and he's like, oh, you were a veteran in two wars, and you were, he knew all of this information about these people. And from then on, I was hooked, because I'm like, this guy really cares about these veterans, and, this is a part of a group that I want to be a part of, So I'm really happy to be a part of Vets Roll and the auxiliary who puts on this big event. So.
How did you get first hooked into it and to become so involved?
So World War II veteran Herman Kaltenberg from Lone Rock, I've known him all my life, and his daughter saw it online and got him involved. And he's like, Lisa, you're a teacher. You should be on this trip. You should go along. And so I applied for it, but I didn't get in. Right. I didn't get you have to apply to be an assistant, and I didn't get it. And then I think Herman did some fast talking, because a week before the trip, I got a call from Mark saying, hey, you can go on the trip. And I'm like, it changed my life. It was the most amazing thing. I had never been to Washington, D.C., and my first trip is with all of these World War II veterans. And we were in Arlington National Cemetery, and we were in the trolley driving around. And this veteran in front of me turns around, and he's sobbing, because as you go through, they'll say, this is where the veterans from the Battle of the Bulge are buried, or where, whatever. And he turns around, and he's sobbing, and he says, I was there. And it was just, it just changed my life, and it made me want to make sure that I could do my part to help as many veterans as possible get on this trip, because it is so meaningful, and it's what they deserve for what they did for our country. So,
you've set the bar high. You've been able to raise lots of funds through the years with the Cabin Fever Dance, haven't you?
For sure. We were just talking about it. Our first event in 2013, we raised like $11,000, and we were like over the moon, because for a small town and for our first event, we thought, man, that is amazing. And last year, we raised just over $43,000, and it's just almost unbelievable that, we've gone that far. But the people around this area are so generous and so giving for veterans that, it's wonderful. And so we're hoping for that same this year. We've never gone backwards. We always hope to go forward. So, but we're very grateful for everyone and their donations and coming to the event and participating.
It's coming up Saturday, and I think the timing is always right. It seems like you have pretty good weather for this event, don't you?
Yeah, it seems like we've had the last few years. We start out at 11 a.m., and we have free bingo from 11 to 12, and food gets served from 11 to 2, and we have turkey and dressing sandwiches and barbecue and cheesy potatoes and cake and just wonderful food. Sue Welsh and her crew do a wonderful job. And then around, we have our silent auction, starts at 11 and it goes until 3. And then around 12:30, we do presentation of colors. We have a Highland middle school student who's going to sing our national anthem. Hopefully some of my second graders are coming to do the pledge. And then we'll do some presentation of checks. One of those will be from the Cupcake Girls from Highland. It's a group that I work with, and we raised $1,457 selling cupcakes for Vets Roll. So we're going to present that before the live auction starts at 1. And last year was the first time in all the years that we've had the auction that it actually was done on time. So between 1 and 3, we have the live auction, and we have so many wonderful auction items. Last Saturday, I got a call from 90-year-old Air Force veteran, Faye Cozine. Faye went on the trip, the veteran trip in 2014. Her husband, Bill, who was on the show, he went on the trip in 2013. And she called me and she said that she had the 8 prints from Terry Redlin for the America the Beautiful series. All 8 prints, they're triple matted and framed. And she wanted to donate those to the auction for Vets Roll. She said, I know Bill has passed now, and she said, I know Bill would feel the same way I do, that this is where it needs to go. So we have the whole series. And we have Jensen Castings donated a beautiful fire pit to us. Crafty Curbs from Lone Rock donated 2 100-foot sections for landscaping. And we have quilts and baskets of just wonderful items. There's just so many things. You can go on our Facebook page, Lone Rock American Legion Auxiliary, and a lot of the items are posted. So you can go in and see some of the things we have. Not everything's on there, but a lot of things are.
So you have different ways that people can get a hold of some of these items, but you're going to actually have a live auction then for,
yes,
those, for those big things like that?
Yes. So the live auction is from 1 until 3. Mm-hmm. The silent auction is from 11 until 3. And in between there, we're going to have meat paddles as well. You can eat between 11 and 2. And then from 4 to 7, we have the Crossfire Band, Floyd Anderson and his group, which we just love. And they're so much fun. So it's a full day, kid-friendly, you know, come and eat, play bingo, sit and watch the auction, participate. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is. Now, if someone couldn't make it by chance, they have another commitment, is there a way that they can donate or give to the cause?
Absolutely. We're going to be at the Lone Rock Community Hall for the next few days. So if you wanted to stop in there. Otherwise, a lot of our members work at the Lone Rock Royal Bank. You could just stop in there and drop it off for us. Either way, otherwise, if you see one of our posters around, my phone number is on there. It's 608-929-4690. You can give me a call and we can meet up, or you can send it to me or whatever. But yes, we're just so thankful for everyone. It's gearing up to be a wonderful event.
So we have two gentlemen in the studio here. I use that term loosely. but what can you say about these guys? They were on last year's trip.
Oh, my gosh. So I've known Denny Lind all my life. His daughter, Debbie, and I went to school together. I worked with his wife at the Lone Rock Elementary. So I've known Denny all my life. He and my mom went to school together. And then Pat Slaney, I've gotten to know in the last few years. His wife is part of our auxiliary. So when they were setting up the buses, they're like, well, do you want to be with the Lone Rock guys? And I'm like, sure, that'll be okay. So they were behind me on the bus, and I have never laughed so hard, and it was so much fun. And the whole group of us back there, it was just an amazing trip, and I couldn't have wished for better people to go along with. And it was just amazing. And I know that we had a lot of fun, but they also, it was very meaningful for them. And we met a lot of wonderful people. Pat ended up having a little party like in the summer after it, and invited a bunch of the assistants and things that had been on the trip, and some of the vets that had been on the trip. And it was just very wonderful. And we made good friends that we'll still talk to. And it was great.
Well, let's talk to them about their experiences. Dennis, you probably heard of this event before. Were you always looking forward to a chance to go? Did you always want to go?
I put my name in, and I was looking forward to it, and it didn't let me down at all. It was just above and beyond the call of duty, and people like Lisa and her support staff and stuff, and I'll just never forget it, by golly, and I was really, really impressed.
Yeah. If another veteran came to you and asked, Dennis, why should I go on this, what would you tell him?
I would bend their ear and tell them, don't miss the chance, because it's something to remember that you only go experience once. And so, yeah, it's very memorable.
You are an Army veteran. When did you serve?
1966 to 68.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you had a chance to see the Vietnam Memorial,
yeah,
and all of that?
Yeah. No, it's It's very outstanding, and you'll really enjoy that.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to meet some other friends from around the country?
Oh, yeah, because it's easy to talk to other vets and stuff on this, because they're thinking like you are, and you're not feeling out of place. They're going to say something that they're not going to be happy with or something, and so it's easy to meet people, and that's half the fun of the whole deal, yeah.
Right. When you got out of the service, you didn't necessarily get a great welcome home. You know, this kind of make up for a little bit of that?
Yeah, it's heel to heel, they say. And I'm really dedicated to all the volunteers that have put their best foot forward with the effort they've given to support us. You know what I'm saying? So There's nothing but good people in this world. So.
What was your favorite part of the trip, Dennis?
Just shooting the breeze with other comrades and stuff like this, and easy to talk to. But it's kind of impressive when you see 12 buses, nose to tail, and you're pulling into an area or something. People say, "Oh my God, 12!" and it's really outstanding like that. And you go by. Everything is, we were on bus number 8, and everything, it isn't, how are you today, what bus are you on? That's the whole deal, you gotta say. I was on bus number 8. Everything's 8, 8, 8, 8, 8.
So you had to remember that, then.
Yeah, right. That's about all you had to remember, because there was guides to show you around and support staff, and they really look out for you. Yeah.
When you're led by, you know, police escort and everything else, I mean, you must feel like kings or queens,
yep.
Don't you?
Yep, all of the above. It's really impressive. I like that, that everything's big and mighty, you know what I'm saying? And when they give you that police escort around Washington, D.C. and these other places, and get out of the way, because here comes the boys, you know? Yeah.
What about the welcome home? What was that like?
When we got back to Beloit, right. This was in the middle of this was like at 12 o'clock at midnight, and the kids were in their pajamas sitting along the curbside welcoming with their banners and waving, and they had to go to school the next day and stuff, but still they were up in their pajamas and stuff and sitting on the curbside and just enjoying our welcome home.
That had to be a little moving for you.
That's
too.
That's pretty touching. Dark at night, and the big boys come to town, you know?
So, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, so there was kind of a Lone Rock gang. Were you worried you were going to get kicked off the bus, Dennis? Or?
No, everything, like I say, everybody was real happy to be part of the part. You see what I'm saying? And the volunteers and everything, just outstanding. Yeah.
Pat Slaney in the studio as well. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right, Phil. How are you doing?
Well, great. And I know your wife has been a part of the auxiliary for a long time. Were they encouraging you to go all along? Did you take a lot of twisting to get on the bus or not?
No. Well, I got put on a few years ago. I got hurt, and while I laid in the hospital, I wasn't aware of it. But my sisters put me on the roll for the vet's roll and the honor flight, just figuring if I lived, maybe they could get rid of me for a day or two.
But somebody else could watch you.
Yeah, and anyway, about a year ago now, I got a phone call that I was eligible to go on GOA. So where'd this come from? Anyway, to make a long story short, I accepted the fact that, I'll go through the paperwork, and that's how it all really got started for me. I wasn't even aware I was on the list, but I'm really glad now with it. And I fought it they probably didn't tell me because they knew I'd fight it, but I did. I fought going for quite a while. And now that I went, would I go again? I'll leave tomorrow. Well, today.
Right. If they'll have you.
Yeah.
But you got to go on. I mean, I'm sure you knew Dennis as well.
And it was an amazing thing. We both got to sit pretty much halfway back in the bus, all the way out and back. We didn't get that front seat, this time. We decided on the way out that's how we learned how to drive a truck, because we sat there and watched that bus driver. You're going to start out somehow. So.
Mm-hmm. Why were you hesitant to go on the trip, Pat?
Well, I always say, you get talking about stuff and you get pretty emotional. And you don't want to sit there with your kids, when they're 5, 6, 8, 10 years old and tell them stories. And and start crying like a baby. And then when your grandkids get in the same, so you don't want to stand there, supposed to be the leader of the family, and crying like a baby. You just don't want to do that. But now I don't like to do it, but I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so. It's just like somebody opened the pressure valve once I went on that, and it should have went long time ago. And if anybody's fighting the idea of going, don't fight it. Go. It's just it works just great for me. I mean, I feel so much better. I kind of talk about it now without before I could talk to other veterans real easy about it because we both had our problem solved pretty much by the bottom of the glass by then, and then now I can do it without the help of the bottle.
What years did you serve the country?
I took Denny's place. I went in, he got out in 68, I went in 69 and got out in 71. So, and I got out a little bit of an early out because they were trying to, I think the government realized the war was getting over. What are we going to do with all these people we got drafted? So the most you could get was 90 days, I got 88. So I got out in March of 71, and in March of 72, the last veteran come out of Vietnam. So,
did you appreciate the Vietnam War Memorial or the Veterans Memorial?
Oh, yeah. That I know Lisa and I were standing there looking at, I think it was Martin Luther King, and I said, here it comes. So they had a chopper like they did across the lake there, and it got up in the air, you know, the whoop, 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 and it come right over to us, and then wherever it went, and then 10 minutes later went back. I don't know if they were, but that's part of the program. Just it was just an amazing thing, especially to me the World War II memorial that I looked at. They had all them stars there, and there was 4,000 some stars, and each star represented 100 veterans that were killed in World War II. So that was 400, you know, that 4,000 stars is a lot of veterans. 4,008 stars, I think it was. I don't remember the numbers for sure, but it was right in there. So that was a staggering number to me, you know, that I wasn't ever aware of.
Did you go through Arlington National Cemetery as well?
Yes, we did. I went on the bus. They showed us a grave of Audie Murphy, which, well, so what, who's he? But then after I got out, I looked it up. Okay, well, he did quite a bit of stuff that you're just not aware of, that, you know, if you don't go to that. I mean, if I had a chance to do it again, hurry up and get her packed because I'm going.
Do they feed you well, Pat?
Oh man, that was always. We were on bus number 8. Where'd you do 8? Well, we ate. Yep. How come you're on the bus? Well, we ate again. But yes, they did, and it was really good meals. It wasn't a throw together here you are thing. It was really good catered type meals. It was. And in some places, we even had lunches, like at the ballpark in Cincinnati. We went there, and I think they had just put in a bunch of new kitchens and cooking and stuff, and they wanted to try it out. So they just had all the veterans pull in there and gave us a big steak and taters and whatever else you could haul down, you know. And, of course, we got to look at the stadium a little bit. But, yeah, it was way over what I anticipated or expected. And volunteers and the paper, they're just unbelievable. It's just... you just almost got to go to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you guys go, somebody goes with you then? Do you have somebody from the family go with you then? How does that work? Or did you have...
So assistants have to apply.
Okay.
You can, so family can apply to go along as an assistant. But I think with Badger Honor Flight, you pick the person that's going to be your helper. But in... vets role, you apply to be an assistant. So so they got me.
We made sure she earned her keep.
I bet she did. Oh, man. So when you came home, again, like Dennis said, that had to be pretty moving to see all the youngsters welcoming you back into
town.
That,
and would we get a police escort all the way through Chicago and from Chicago to Beloit, and on the overpasses... they would have fire trucks on each side of the overpass with streams of water, and then they'd have red, white, and blue lights through the water. And that got pretty emotional, and I think everybody on that bus was crying. And I'm going to throw the crew, I'm going to throw the driver in, too. I think it got pretty, not all the way in everybody, but everybody at one time or another. That's part of the stress relief to me, just let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was hard, but on the other hand, I'd do it again.
Small Town America, Dennis. I hope a lot of people will come out to the event on Saturday.
Yeah, they just do a super good job up there, and I even volunteered to help tend bar a little bit, and I got to pull my load here because they were above and beyond for me, so it's time to help them back.
Yeah. It means a lot more, Pat. And I know you've volunteered a lot of different events and things like that, but now knowing what it means and everything like that, I'm guessing it gives you a little more fervor to help out, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they don't ask, they don't appoint me to do this or that. It's just, hey, you can, yeah, I'll do it. I don't even know what it is, but I don't care. If I can do something, I'll certainly do it. Yep.
The Vietnam vets were on there. Well, did you have some Korean vets on the trip as well, along with
World War II?
And you had some World War II as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. And like Lisa was talking earlier, we were out there picking up our flags, and I asked Dennis, I said, this Denny Longmire was the name. I said, you suppose this is the one we went to school with? And went back in, and there he sat. 50 years later, you run into him. It's just unbelievable.
So you hadn't seen him that long?
Since he was ahead of me in school, and of course, when he graduated, and then I suppose I was still in high school, so by then he'd been drafted. By the time he got out of the service, I'd been drafted. So, I hadn't seen him since he was a senior in high school. And that was back in 66, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe 65. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But.
So a little bit of a reunion as well, then, it sounds like.
Yeah, and the same with some of the other veterans, because you'd go to the motels there where we were staying at night, and you would sit down for your supper, and you were pretty much supposed to stay with your own bus 8 or whatever it was we had. So as soon as you get done eating, you shoot over to bus 5 or table, because you could talk with people, or even on the bus. I mean, you're more open. You're 3 days talking. We're on the honor flight. I went on that also, which is great, but it's you don't get the openness as you did on the veteran on the buses. But it takes way more time, but I would do either one of them again in a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say they both have their place. That one is kind of like a one big day event, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's to me it wasn't. Everybody says it's tiring, but it wasn't. When we got on the plane out there, headed back, and it was getting to be a long day, but your adrenaline is so high that you sleep's out of the question. You know, when you get back on that plane, you're headed back, and what really got me is when I got on that upper concourse of that airport, and you look down there, and I saw all these people in the blue and white shirt or jackets. And what is a baseball team or something going through here at this time of night for? And then I realized that's veterans and their guardians. And that's when I looked at all them people. And what are they doing here, But that's what it was, getting welcomed home.
Mm-hmm. Treated like stars,
as
you should be. Lisa, we hear from Dennis and Pat, and the impact that's made on them. It probably makes it even easier for you to volunteer and get fired up every year, isn't it?
Just listening to them talk about it, it just solidifies what we've been working for. That's why we do this, so that our veterans can have this experience and to, decompress and to be able to talk and be with people that know what they've been through. And yeah, it just gave me goosebumps because I'm thinking, this is why we do it. Denny's like, you guys work really hard going out and getting donations and all that. Aren't you guys getting kind of tired? And I'm like, no. I mean, when we hear you guys talk, no. It just makes us more energized to raise money so that more people can do the same thing.
You teach in the Highland District, and you've got some youngsters. I'm guessing, is this part of the curriculum? Do you kind of try to teach them about wars and veterans and this whole thing that you do?
Absolutely. Highland is very veteran-focused. We do a lot of neat things, and one of the things I do in second grade, and most elementary classrooms do, is in the fall, we write a letter to every Highland VFW and Legion member and send them a Veterans Day card. And it's so cool because when they come in for the Veterans Day program, they're like, hey, where's Johnny? He wrote me a card. I want to say thank you. Or we had several veterans come in, and we learned a lot about the service. One of them he was in Alaska, and I think he was like a park ranger or something in Alaska. And so he told us that whole story about when he got back from the war. This is what he did, and he was in Alaska for like 30 years. And it's like the history that these kids are learning from people that they probably walk past and have no idea. So these kinds of activities, writing letters, and we do... you know, Christmas cards, and if we know someone who's serving overseas, we do that. We write them letters, and, you know, they're part of the Veterans Day program. And one of my curriculum, my social studies curriculum units is historical figures. So, of course, when we're talking about FDR, or if we're talking, if I introduce them to Abraham Lincoln, you give them the history and the wars, and then we talk about the veterans. And so it's all, you know, it all comes together, and the kids are so excited. I show them the Vets Roll video, and actually, we had Denny and Pat and Don Dolan. He was on the show last year. He's from Clyde, and Don's daughter, who was one of the assistants, they came to school in November, and the kids had written them letters for mail call on the trip. So they came in, and the kids actually got to, you know, talk to them, and they told them about how much it meant to get those letters, and. And we watched the video of the trip, so they got to see what they got, you know, all that entails. And, yeah, it's just a wonderful thing. It's really important for the kids to understand that what these veterans gave up to give us the freedoms that we have. And I think they do. When you do these kinds of activities, they get it. And they go up to vets, and they shake their hands, and they thank them. And, you know, that's how it should be.
It should. And you said some of the students will be coming to Lone Rock and the dance event coming up on Saturday?
Yes. So we have a few of the Cupcake Girls that are going to come and present their check, and then one of them is going to sing the national anthem. And then hopefully we'll have some second graders come to lead the Pledge of Allegiance. But second graders are really busy. So I don't know how many are going to be able to make it, but they've got lots of things going on. But anyway, yes, so we're going to have them come and present, and they'll be a part of it, too. So, yeah.
That's got to be pretty moving, Dennis, when you get a mail call letter from a second grader or a youngster.
Right. They put in some effort into just read those letters, and everyone's a little different, and they say that it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing.
What about you, Pat?
Well, that's another thing. I asked my granddaughter one time when she was alone, I was going on the vet's roll, and she was kind of asking questions. I said, well, did you ever hear of the Vietnam War? And she said, did you ever hear of Vietnam? Don't know where it's at. Never, you know, to me, I was surprised. They don't, maybe every school's not the same, but she had no idea, never heard of Vietnam, basically, as a country. So, yeah, it's an amazing thing when you get a letter like that. Some of the things them little kids or young kids can put in there that kind of jerks at your heart.
I bet it does.
Yeah, it does.
Well, the event is coming up on Saturday, and I think you've got a lot of thank yous, too, don't you, Lisa, you'd like to give out?
Yes. So I would like to thank the Auxiliary and Legion and the veterans that have been on the trip and go around and help us get donations. It's a big job, and they're all in and excited to do that. I would like to thank all of our communities, the surrounding communities, because this is not a Lone Rock thing. This is countywide, all the way around us, and everybody helps us so much and gives us such wonderful donations that we can use to raise money to help these veterans get on their trip. Mark Finnegan for allowing me to go on that first trip so that I know that, you know, that I'm aware of it, and that's something that, you know, we're really raising money for to get more vets on the trip. And you, of course, thank you for getting the word out there for us. We would love to see a packed house on Saturday. We have wonderful items. We have wonderful food. We have some of Marsh Jelenic's wonderful pies that are going to be auctioned off.
Yeah, you can't miss there.
No, they go high. And we have wonderful volunteers. And so, yes, we just are hoping that we get a good turnout on Saturday and make this our best year yet for our vets.
It sounds like if you bid on those Terry Redland prints, you'll be bidding against Mark, because he said he wants to bid on those.
Yes,
too,
there are a few people who are interested in those, so great. The more the merrier.
More the merrier during the live auction. 11 to 7 this coming Saturday, put on by American Legion Post 383 and its Auxiliary in Lone Rock for Vets Roll. Beat the Cabin Fever Dance number 11. And admission is free, too, isn't
admission
it?
Admission is free. Come and just have a good time. Like I said, kid-friendly. Bring them along and eat dinner and Have a good time.
Yeah, stop by and have lunch. You won't be sad,
no.
I don't think so. Good deal. Well, thanks for coming in today, everybody.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Mark Finnegan earlier, then Lisa Bowen, along with Pat Slaney and Dennis Lind on today's morning show.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament is this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to these area wrestlers. Riverdale's Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Ithaca Weston's Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. North Crawford Seneca's Jaron Grimsled and Sawyer Swigum. And from Iowa Grand Highland, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Bodie Brockup, and Gavin Hinderman. Join WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com for play-by-play reports and updates from the Kohl Center in Madison all weekend long during the State Individual Wrestling Tournament that gets underway Thursday afternoon.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukraine and the U.S. reaching an agreement on a framework for an economic deal that would include U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be visiting the White House and President Trump to talk about it on Friday. Today, the president convenes his new cabinet, not a secretary, but still included in the discussion, Elon Musk. Another near catastrophe at an American airport. This time it was Chicago's Midway, as a Southwest passenger plane almost hit a smaller business jet on the runway. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
The Southwest jet making its final approach, the crew aborting the landing feet from the runway. The Southwest plane pulling up, the pilots asking what went wrong. Moments before the near collision, air traffic controllers telling the business jet not to enter the runway. The pilot even reading back the command.
The NTSB is investigating. Funeral services in Israel today for 32-year-old Shiri Bibas and her two young children who were kidnapped and killed by Hamas in Gaza. This is ABC News. The drug wars in northern Mexico are leaving collateral damage in their wake. ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas has more on a Texas rancher who got caught in the crossfire.
74-year-old Antonio Cespedes Saldierno was tending to his cattle on the Mexican side of the border when he drove over an improvised explosive device, presumably placed by a drug cartel.
I'm sad. I'm confused. I'm in shock.
Saldierno's son, Ramiro, is a U.S. Army veteran who was wounded by an IED overseas.
I went to war to fight terrorists, and I'm seeing the same thing here.
Having seen it firsthand, Ramiro Cespedes says of his father's death,
to me, it is a terrorist attack.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
British energy giant BP has confirmed it does intend to slash